We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into the Backliners Podcast. It's Iroh and Barracuda as per usual. And this week we are brought to you by Prize Picks. Barra, it's time we get more into your zone here, into your Q zone, if we will. And we're doing an assault tier list, is our game plan. Yep. Now, I'm also realizing, like, I've pulled up a little tier list maker over here.
Good.
It is missing Newt, but, you know.
That's we'll get good. Because I can't really, have an opinion on Newt, because I've only seen her, like, twice, I think, in Assault games. I've never played her in Assault, so, I mean, she's a question mark anyways.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have significantly less opinion than you for once.
I don't think so.
You don't? You don't think I'm going to be able to reel it in?
I really think it's impossible for you to not have an opinion about something.
Oh, okay.
Like, you might think you don't have an opinion, but once I say something that's, like, slightly out of line, you're going to be like, Bear, that's just wrong. You're not thinking.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Like, get it together.
Well, okay, so we're not going to be able to do all 130 gods, or 129 if Newt's not on the list, in this one episode. If you've listened to the show before, you know we take far too long for these things. And I've got some good news. Next week, we're going to have Innocent Rabbit, a.k.a. Max, a.k.a. Resident Stats Guy. He's going to join the show, and I want him to evaluate our tier list and see if he can, you know, set us straight or tell everyone just how smart we are. So I think we can do this one of two ways, Barry. And we could we have discussed this before we were live on the episode? Of course. Did I intentionally choose not to because that seemed kind of funny to me? Yes. do you want to, like, fill out the top and bottom tiers? You know, like, think of all the S-tier gods and all the D-tier gods or whatever. Or do you want to just go alphabetically and get to a good stopping point and have them evaluate from there? Like, how do you want to do it?
Alphabetically, for sure.
Okay.
Because that my brain just wouldn't work great the other way. I would say, yeah, alphabetically, for sure.
Sure. All right, let's do it. Then we're starting with Achilles. Where are you placing Achilles?
Oh, probably A or B tier. I would say maybe like B plus, if that's an option.
It isn't.
Okay, then I'm going to go B. I think if he has another frontliner, he's pretty good, but if he's solo frontline, I think he really can't do much. Unless the enemy team comp is just, like, useless against you, and you can just walk him and stack forever. But I played an Achilles game recently against a lot of CC, and I was just getting absolutely dumpstered.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right to me.
I mean, obviously, he's got an execute, and it's a permanent team fight, so you can have the cool moments, but that doesn't make him, like, better than other picks, in my opinion.
Sure, fair enough. Agni, he's got to be OP.
S. Yep. Whatever the highest is, Agni goes there. Just range CC, very easy poke, very easy to stack, whatever you're trying to stack. And I think he just has, like, the best engage for a mage right now.
Yep, gotta be S tier. Completely agree. Opwash, do we even need to talk about it? S tier?
No. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I'm not going to order them in the tiers either.
That's
I can't be asked. AMC, also gotta be S tier, right?
Yeah. I haven't played against that many AMCs lately, but I don't think anything's ever changed to him to be bad in Assault, so mm-hmm. I would keep him S.
Yeah, has to be. Amaterasu. She's got to be pretty high too, right? I mean, the auras are just so OP.
She doesn't have great CC. I would put her B.
Okay.
The auras are nice, but the lack of CC and lack of engage, and sometimes you can't really auto-attack in Assault, so you're just kind of like, you're dashing, you're two-ing, and then you're ulting, and that's kind of like your entire commitment, or like your entire impact in the fight before you die. Mm-hmm. And so that's just not a very high impact. She's kind of like Achilles, where, like, if you don't get that perfect team fight going, you just don't really do much. And especially if she's solo frontline, she's useless. Like, you can't do anything.
Sure. I feel like her auras almost certainly give her a higher win rate than people would expect. Like, even though the rest of the kit probably isn't great, but could be wrong. But just 5 minutes on that aura all the time is really good.
If you get fed and you get, like, a Frostbound go and you can just chop people, then yeah. But I think it has to be, like, against a really good team comp for Amon to be able to, like, get Frostbound and attack people down.
Right. On her.
B or C, I would say. Maybe C.
I'm kind of thinking B. Pillar is good.
Pillar is good, but the rest of his kit, unless you're an on her player, I think he just doesn't do much. I think the AoE hunters are just so much better than on her. Pillar does go wild in certain situations. But a lot of people buy War Flag and Talisman in Assault, so they're kind of like always movement speed zooming around.
Yeah.
Obviously. I would fight you on B, but my vote's for C.
Yeah, I'm fine with C. You've convinced me. Anubis.
Oh, this one's hard. Sometimes you get that perfect Anubis game where you're killing everyone, and sometimes you get that game where they have, like, ranged engage or, like, an unkillable tank, and you were just dead the entire game. I think I would go B or C.
I think I'm going to go B. I vote B.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think he's more consistent than on her.
Yeah.
For sure. I'd rather be Anubis than on her in the vast majority of Assault games.
Yeah, because at least you're, like, getting damage off on Anubis, whereas on her, like, sometimes you're just dead in the water.
Plus, inherent lifesteal feels really good, like, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Bancroft's also feels pretty good in Assault right now.
Sure,
Which obviously makes Anubis feel good.
Alquan.
Tank Alquong, I would put B or A. Damage Alquong, I'd put, like, D.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of situational, kind of like Achilles is. But his execute's a lot more guaranteed. And if you're basically just playing to blink execute someone and build hybrid, I think he's okay. But you have this really weird cliff in the mid game where if you build Tank Alquong, you literally don't do anything.
Yes.
You're like, in the beginning of the game, you're like, this is so cool, I'm unkillable, I'm executing people, and then you're like, I'm not doing anything. Right. Maybe B or C. Maybe B or C.
I'm thinking C.
I think some games... also, if you're playing with good people, I think you get a lot more value out of his ult. But I'm trying to think for, like, the average player, if they get an Alquan, I don't think they're too happy.
No. Almost certainly not. They're probably not having a great time. Unlike if they get the next, which is Afro. S?
I would...
Maybe A?
Yeah, I think compared to other healers, just because she's a single-target healer, she kind of... She's not bad, but if she has an OP link, then she's S.
Right.
But if she doesn't have an OP link, she's like B, I think.
Sure. So A seems appropriate. We're going to split the difference, no?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, but man, those OP Link games.
Yeah, those OP Link games just shoot you through the roof. Like, yeah. You're like, this is the best Afro game I'm ever going to have my entire life.
Yep, for sure. Apollo.
Oh, he's bad.
Yeah.
D? I don't know what the lowest is.
D is the lowest I have.
Yeah, I throw him D. Yeah. His auto attacks just don't do very much. You don't get much mez value. Your dash is really bad in Assault most of the time. Your ult sometimes gets value, but you have to have, like, a full dive comp. And then I think auras also just destroy this character. Like, they have Saw, Prophetic. Even Warflag's really good against him because people just move faster. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I throw him D.
Yep, I agree. Sad, because probably my favorite Hunter, but bad.
It's funny because he is actually fun to play in Assault, but he's just so...
You just don't do so anything.
Lackluster. Yeah, you throw ones out there for, like, 100 damage or 150, and you're like, yep. Yeah,
pop it off. Pop it off. Okay, Arachne.
I would honestly throw her A.
Really?
I think she's pretty underrated as, like, a pseudo-bruiser tank.
You have to build a tank. She can't be built damage.
Well, yeah, I think bruiser is best for her. Sure. If you go full tank, you are absolutely useless.
Yeah.
If you go full offense... I honestly haven't built her full offense in a long time. But I think bruiser, she's at least A. Because she gets a lot of value with her ult. You kind of need a good game for it, for her to be effective. And I think playing against, like, really good assault players, not having much value, but... For the average assault player, I think I'd give her A if you're building a bruiser.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm convinced. I was going to try and argue for B, but I think you're right. I think we have to assume for the tier list that you're building in the correct way.
Yeah.
And that would be definitely bruiser for Arachne. Bruiser or, like, mostly tank with, like, a chins or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I can mess with that. Ares.
S, easy.
Gotta be.
Not even for the ult, his 2 is the most OP ability.
Yep.
His ult, obviously, it's just enemy team comp dependent. Do they have CC immune ults, do they not? If they do have CC immune ults, you're still fine, because your 2 is just so OP in that game mode.
Yep.
Their team comp has to absolutely destroy you, plus you have to be a solo tank. But I think he has so many things going for him that... Yeah, he's just insane.
Yep, I agree. Gotta be S. Plus, you want to build auras anyways, and you get to get your passive power from them, which feels really good. Absolutely has to be an S tier character, for sure.
Yep.
Artemis.
I'm going A, I think, for Art. I would throw her S, but I think some team comps just destroy her because she doesn't have much mobility.
Mm-hmm.
But she is one of the best team fight gods in Assault. But if you get the right game, she's S plus easy.
Yep.
But she's just a mobile, so sometimes you're just not getting a lot of value. I'd give her A.
I agree. I think Tusky just... is so good, as long as you're not Barracuda, also, that it's going to be OP.
This is for the noobs in Assault. If you're playing Artemis, just press your 4 key.
Just press it.
Like, I've played so many games with Artemis players where we're like 3/4 of the way through the team fight and Tusky has not been pressed yet.
Well, they're not under, like, pressure. They haven't gotten hit yet,
man. And it is not a self-peel button in Assault. It is a... I'm going to stun the entire team and do, like, 200 to 400 damage. Like, please, please just press the button. It's also, like, impossible to kill.
Yep. Oh, it's impossible. Tusky is one of the best alts in the game, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, so insane. Such an insane alt. Ardeo.
This one's hard.
This one is hard.
She's kind of the same situation as Artemis, where she really shines in the... right games, or if you're just a good Ardeo player.
Yep.
But I think for the average player in an average assault game where it's not like a great situation or a really bad situation, I'd probably put her B. Just because she loses really hard to a lot of CC.
Sure.
And since you're always in a team fight stage, you can just kind of get CC'd down and die. But yeah, I think I'd throw her B.
Yeah. I think that's probably the right place because she is so variant. There are a few gods I hate playing against more than Ardeo if I'm like an immobile god that especially is like somewhat frontliney. She makes it really hard to play those types of characters into her, but it, like, long range mages and that kind of stuff just don't really have to respect her at all. So yeah, I'm happy with B. Athena.
S.
Gotta be. Dash Taunt. They have to step up eventually, and you just dash taunt and do it over and over again.
You get so much value, and you don't even have to commit with a dash taunt.
Yep.
You can just dash, like, sideways and taunt. There are the Athena players that, like, every time they taunt, they think this is, like, the full team fight. Like, we're blowing everything, and that's just not how she's played in Assault. You just taunt as often as you can, as long as you're going to take, like, less than half of your HP, you're fine.
Yep.
But yeah, S. Like, her ult gets so much value, her taunt gets so much value. I think dash is also a really good button. Obviously, you do need damage in your team comp, but most assault comps are going to have damage anyways, some kind of follow-up. So yeah, S.
Atlas.
S, easy. This, if there was a, if there was like a way we were ordering this, it would be Atlas and Agni at like the top of S.
Really? Like, okay.
Atlas is so OP. Just because his buttons are just so big.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning of the game, he's really good. And then once you get CDR, he just controls an entire team fight.
Mm-hmm.
Every single team fight, as long as you're not wasting all your buttons in like a second, you're spacing them out a little bit, he gets so much value. You can build him full offense and do a lot. You can build him full tank and do a lot. You can build him hybrid and do a lot. Yeah, he's just one of the best assault characters.
Awilix.
D.
Just so bad.
Even if you have a knock-up comp and they have jumps, she's still not even C.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't get that much value out of her. If you build her full tank, you just don't do anything. You have to wait. Like, even if you ult a tank into your team, a lot of times it's not even what you want to be doing. If you ult a carry into the team, you're probably going to get that kill anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's just always bad. I don't think you can ever build her full offense. I think full offense is literally just the worst on her. Obviously, you can't have those great Awilix games where you can, like, pop off the entire time, but she's D.
100%. Yeah, if you've got, like, a Vulcan on your team or something like that, she feels a lot better. But in general, I think she definitely is probably the weakest of all the characters. There are so many gods that start with A, by the way.
I know, right?
That is crazy.
One podcast only for A characters.
Seriously, just for A characters. Okay, here's my plan. I'm going to drag the tier list over your face, not over mine, because, you know, I'm the one in control.
You're more handsome anyway, so, like,
I mean, you said
it,
not
me. You
should
cover my face from the beginning.
No, absolutely not. Here's our current assault tier list after A. For our dear listeners, the point of a podcast, I'm not going to recap every one of them through the alphabet, but an update on the S tier is Agni, Apuash, Amuzin Cobb, Ares, Athena, Atlas, and your D tier is Apollo and Awilix. So far, we still have lots more to go. Baba Yaga.
Prophetic, she's S tier. Full mage, she's probably like A or B.
Yeah, I think I want to put her A.
That's fair.
Feel like you can build her both ways. I mean, you should probably be going prophetic no matter what, but she covers a lot of area. The ultimate is so good. I'll put her A.
Always get value out of her. Unless you're just like closing your eyes, throwing your buttons.
And
she
even
just
then,
has, like,
you're gonna hit something, you know?
Well, not the Bobby Yaga I played with earlier, that poor guy. He was console for sure. He was just no offense to console players. You can just tell sometimes.
Yeah, the way they turn.
Yeah. He was just. I think his eyes were closed. Yeah, she just does a lot. I would put her like A plus, but I'm fine with A.
Bacchus.
I personally think he's S.
That's what I was gonna say.
Okay, good. He has a really easy engage. He has space to CC people.
Mm-hmm.
His ult, you kind of always get value out of it.
Built-in sustain.
Built-in sustain. He has relatively low cooldowns. I think if his burp gets interrupted a lot, or if they have a lot of silences, you're not loving life. Maybe he's A.
I don't know, man. Flop.
I don't want to.
Flop yeah, is I just so don't wanna, good.
I just don't want to throw too many characters in S tier.
Sure. No, you're right. There are a lot in S already. It's our most populated region so far. So okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that. I'll buy that he's worse than Ares, Athena, Atlas, like AMC, Agni, and Opwash. So.
Yeah. Okay. There he is. He's definitely like A plus for sure, but A plus doesn't exist. So
that's right. Only A. Bakasura.
Probably C. I honestly love playing Bak in Assault. I don't know why, I just feel like I always get value out of him. But I think if it's like for the average person, he doesn't get a lot of value.
I was gonna say, man, he's gotta be D. Like, you just have no range. You have no range at all. You are just waiting until, you know, so much of Assault is like poke, 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 team fight. You are mm-hmm. just irrelevant in the poke phase of the game.
Yeah, but that's fine. But you just need to find your engage. But I mean, I'm fine with D as well.
Yeah, I think he's got to be D. I think he's just too hard to pilot super well.
You also need a good front line, and you need people that do damage. I mean, obviously, that sounds very like. That's how you win a team fight, right? People do damage.
Yeah.
But as Baka, like, your job is to blink in later and clean up kills.
Yeah.
But for me, I love playing Baka, but I'm fine with D.
Yeah, things gotta be there. Bake Kujira.
I have
not played as Bake in Assault, actually.
Yeah. I haven't played as him in Assault. I've played against him in Assault. I would give him A, I think, because I think I've only played against him once, and his ult was really annoying.
Yep.
It gets a lot of value, but we were also, like, a lot of tanks, so we couldn't really kill each other, and his carries were just doing more than mine were.
Sure.
But his ult is just insane. But I want to say S, but I think I'm going to go A. But
yeah, I feel like he's too easy to hit. And too easy to get to die on to go S, but the ultimate is really strong. The ultimate's really strong. Baron.
B, I think.
Really? I feel like Baron. Every time I get Baron in Assault, I'm like, let's go, dude. I'm pumped.
Yeah, same, but I've played against so many Barons that are just bad.
Yeah. And I mean, having a conditional heal is tough.
Yeah, conditional heal, and then your three is kind of hard to hit. And he kind of has an Artemis problem for players in Assault, where they just won't ult.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's an immobile person in front of you, and you can just pull them to your tower on cooldown and just kill them, but they just won't press their 4 key. I personally love playing Baron, same as Baka. Like, he's just a really fun character.
Yeah, what about Baron's brew? Are you brewing?
Oh. Of course, I'm brewing all the time. In any game mode, if I see that, it's like instant dopamine.
Yeah. I mean, plus the brew, like, could we consider A-tier, actually?
Okay, fine. We'll give him A.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to not overpopulate the top of the tier list.
No, there are going to be a lot of bad gods, okay?
Okay.
Don't you worry. Yeah. Speaking of which, Bastet.
B, I think?
I think B. Her ult is much better than the old ult for Assault.
Yeah, but a lot of people are just so bad with her.
Yes. That ult is really hard to hit. to be fair, for some reason. It should. It feels like it shouldn't be that hard, but I make it look hard.
Yeah, because it's kind of wide.
Yeah.
And I think you think about it too much.
Yep.
And then you just, like, you try to, like, predict them strafing or, like, dodging it, and a lot of times they're just oblivious to it coming towards them.
Yep.
But I would go C or B. Either one's fine with me. I lean towards C just because I've seen so many bad Bass sets.
Yeah, I'm messing with that. Just no utility outside of the alt, really.
Yeah. It's kind of just like a different Wheelix, but yeah. I think she's just better than Wheelix.
For sure. Yeah, agreed. Bellona.
I would go B, I think.
That's what I was vibing with. Yep.
She doesn't have a lot of CC. If you get the games, you can just stick to people. She's OP, like S plus, easy. But a lot of times you're not getting those games. So yeah, I would go B.
Kabrakin.
A, I think.
Yeah, I agree. One of the best front lines.
Yeah, passive's really OP. His 2 is really OP. His ult's really OP against like most frontline. He doesn't have the sickest like S tier engage, but I think as long as you're playing him confidently and just stunning and running around like being annoying, I think he's easy A.
Yep, agreed. Kamazots.
Destiny's gonna be mad at me. But I'm gonna put him like B or C, I think.
Yeah, Kamazots, like, I feel like he's annoying to play against because he has so much built-in sustain, you're like not really killing him. But he's also like not really doing anything. Like, he doesn't do anything. Like, he just doesn't die, but he doesn't do anything while he's alive either. I want to put him C.
If you're playing against full carries, he's really good, but once you play against tanks and they go prophetic solve, you are just not doing damage to
him. Right.
Like, you're just, it's the same, it's like Apollo Syndrome, you're wanting for like 100.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm down with C.
Cerberus.
I did play against an unkillable Cerberus today, so I might have a little bit of
I think he's got to be very good. Like, healing, you know, all the healing that you're incentivized to go, he automatically anti-heals.
I think I would give him A. I would give him S, but I think I'd give him A.
Yeah, I wouldn't give him S either. I think A is appropriate for him. I'm with you on that.
I think the stun's obviously still really hard to hit, but
yes,
any blink engage characters in Assault, you need to buy blink on that character.
Yep.
But any blink engage characters are just always OP.
Seafog calling me out in chat saying that I'm a notorious Kama hater. And you're not wrong, Seafog. I am a notorious Kama hater. He doesn't do anything, man. He doesn't do anything at all.
He's just a selfish character.
Where he's so good selfish.
For the Kamazots player, yes. Like, he doesn't feel good for anyone else.
No, he doesn't feel good for anyone on his team or the enemy team.
Yeah, exactly.
He is a zero-sum fun character, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Kernanos.
B or C, I think.
His ult is really good.
Sometimes. But you have to build damage for his ult to do much, and then you also have to be able to kill people in his ult.
Yeah.
I think in Conquest, you get a lot of value with his ult, but in Assault, sometimes you just don't get any value. It just depends on your team comp. And then also, ground dashes, in my opinion, in Assault, are just worse.
Sure.
But obviously, you do have the games where you can do a lot of damage, but I think Hunters aren't the sickest right now in Assault.
Unless you have, like, but really he has built-in sustain and a good team fight ult. I feel like he's got to be B. He's better than Onur.
Yeah. If Onur is C, then he's B.
Yep, that's where we got him. Chalk.
I want to put him S.
I want to put him S as well, and we're doing it. Dude,
okay.
The giant rainstorm is unbelievably OP.
Yeah, and you have Blink ult, you have your 2 is an insanely good ability, your 3 is an insanely good ability. Like,
yeah.
His axe obviously also enables his other 2 buttons. I think he's S.
Yep, I agree. I agree for sure. Chang'e.
I've not played against that many Chang'es over my years. I think she used to be really insane. I think lately she doesn't do as much. I think in terms of healers, I'd probably put her B, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate, like, it always has a chance, right? To just, like, instantly win you the game.
Well, we got 5-man ulti the other day in an assault game, and nothing happened. Because we had, like, Prophetic and Heartward.
Oh, alright, B it is. I'm sold. Charon.
This one's hard. I feel like this character in general is just hard to rate.
Yeah.
I personally don't think he's great. I think I want to put him C.
Well, that's lower than I wanted to put him initially. I want to put him B, I think.
I just think he doesn't have a lot of CC, and if he's the only frontline on your team, then he just doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I just think the shield value is really good. All of his buttons are really easy to hit. And the ultimate is solid. I agree, as a solo frontliner, he's probably not great. But if you have two frontline, then he can kind of go, like, bruiser almost. I think he's really strong. I want to put him B. Are you opposed?
I'm slightly opposed, but B's fine.
No, you are the assault expert here, and I'm not overruling you, so he's in C. Charybdis.
Oh, I think you know.
D, she goes.
I think you know.
D, she goes. Chernabog.
C, I think.
Yeah, I would put him at least C. He might be about as bad as, like... Is he worse than Apollo? Minus.
No. He's better than Apollo, for sure.
Okay, then he's C.
Your root gets a lot of value.
Yeah. Chiron. But... Sorry, if you had another Chernabog point, you can...
Oh, I was going to say, just his safety in general. Safe backliners that have CC are... Yep. Normally really good. Who's the next one, sorry? Chiron?
There are a lot of sea gods as well, bro. We still have six more sea gods.
Oh, Chiron's hard. Maybe B, I think.
I was going to say A. I feel like Chiron's really good. Built-in sustain, cleanse, lots of AoE damage.
I just don't play against, like, good Chirons. Like, they're so easy to dive if you have an aggressive frontline where you just kill him. Like,
yeah, I mean, his early is pretty weak. But I feel like his early utility is good enough, and then his late game damage is really high.
Yeah, but I don't think people in Assault are using his utility.
Oh, well, then they're turbo noobs.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll allow B. I'll allow B. I'm not letting him go lower than B, though. That's fine.
Final answer. We'll throw him B. Yeah.
Kronos.
Oh, D.
Yep. Not very good. Kleena.
She's hard. Sometimes you just outright win a team fight yourself. Other games, you just aren't on the front line. You're not doing anything. B or C, I think.
Yeah, I want to go C. That's my initial reaction. She can be good, but yeah, most of the time I'm not like nice. I got Kleena. Pretty much ever. Cthulhu.
Might be A. Honestly,
gotta be at least A, right?
I think if you're just a really bad Cthulhu player, he's not going to do anything. But if you just ult and pressure buttons, that character always does something.
Yep.
Also, if you don't get your ult baited out by nothing.
Yes. That's the biggest danger.
You just need to press it in the right time, which is just the character anyways. But just have like a little bit of patience with that ult, and he's a good character. I would go A, I think.
Yeah, I've got him an A as well. K'Kullin.
I want to go S. Honestly, I absolutely love playing that character. He is so fun in Assault.
Yeah, but bro, and he is so bad if he doesn't have ult. And, like, when you de-transform with no ult, you are so bad for a long period of time. And you have to get pretty... You have to put yourself in a risky spot if you're a solo frontliner, like, rebuild your rage.
No, you just won the wave and you're fine most of the time.
Yeah, it takes so many waves to just one up to transform, though. Like, you're basically only waiting on your ult cooldown.
Yeah, but I think I would still go... for me, I'm putting that character S.
Okay.
For me.
No, you're right. I think...
The blink engage literally just wins you the game.
Yeah, it is really good.
Yeah,
it is really good. Cupid.
A?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
I don't play against a lot of Cupids, but when I get Cupid, I think he's pretty good. You get a lot of heals. Your three having a built-in stim is really good. You have CC. Your ult kind of gets... Your ult gets more value than it should, I think, in, like, most situations. I put him A.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Dodgy.
I think I'm going to go A as well.
Yeah.
I think some Dodgy games... Also, sometimes you go... You're, like, a pseudo-tank, and you just do nothing as Dodgy. And then some games you would go tank dodgy and it's really good. I think full offense is probably just always the way to build dodgy. I know you can go like breastplate and Jotuns and it's not bad, but I think full offense you just have to be able to kill people. So yeah, I'd go here.
Yeah, I think I'm not upset with that. Danza.
C or D, I think. I think
he's most better than Apollo in Charybdis.
Yeah, I just think most people in Assault can't play Danza.
Yeah. I think I'm still happy with C, though. He's about as good as on her, I'd say.
He's just really easy to dive.
Yeah. Yes.
If they have an aggressive team comp, but like a Warrior and a Guardian that have like range CC, he will just always die.
Yeah. Okay, I'm happy with C. Disco.
S.
Gotta be. S. One of the most fun characters in Assault by a mile.
Up there with Agni and Atlas for sure.
Yeah. Erlong Shen.
Honestly, I'm putting A, I think. He has range CC, his ult gets insane value. He's one of the characters where auto-attacking doesn't seem hard to do. Whereas other auto-attack warriors, it feels more strenuous for some reason, or more difficult. I would put him A. Just range CC, and then his ult just gets insane value.
Yeah.
Like, if you can blink ult, or you just horrific chase people down with ult, he has a lot.
Yeah, I'm vibing with that. Eset.
A good Eset's S. I think the average Eset's probably, like, B.
Yeah, I feel like she... We have to assume that they are at least... Like, these players are at least competent with their gods. I think she kind of has to be S, almost. Like...
Yeah.
Her 2 and 3 are just so broken, and one of the best parts of her kit in Assault is how strong her passive is.
Yeah.
And you can't mess that up, you know? That's just happening. The ult is really good. She's gotta be S, bro. She's insane.
Yeah, I think you just have to build her tank. I think Meiji says kinda just really bad.
Yep.
Tank Eset's S if you know how to play Eset. And the average player is just going to build full mage and be like, why am I dying on cooldown?
Probably, but I don't know. Tank Eset was like meta in Conquest for enough time that maybe people are kind of getting it. I feel like her potential is she's in the, in my opinion, like Agni, Atlas, Disco tier as a tank. I feel like we can't leave her out of S tier.
No, I agree. Yeah.
She's also unbelievably fun. Fafnir.
C, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So I fun. Think... So underwhelming though, in Assault.
Yeah. I he's so hard to solo carry a game with too. And if you have competent people that can follow up off of your CC, really good. If you don't, he just doesn't do much.
Yeah. Fenrir.
Probably A, yeah. I think.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Fenrir, of course.
Yeah. With a lot of cooldown, you just ult tanks, or you ult a carry. Well, you ult the same carry over and over and over again, just ruin their day. Just A, I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put him S, but A is good.
Freya.
C or D, I think. I think she's just awkward to get going a lot of times, and then if someone builds Heartward, you just don't do anything for so long.
Yeah, but I'd still rather be Freya than Apollo in, like, every scenario, right? Like, just exclusively because of Banish. Like, Banish is so good, I feel like I want to put her C. But not...
Yeah, I don't see.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go C. Ganesh.
Probably S, I think.
Really? That high?
Yeah, his ult's insane. His 2 is insane. His 1's even really good for assault, too. Honestly, his ult kit's insane. I didn't have, like, the instant S reaction, but once I thought about it, I think...
I feel like he's kind of A, no? Like, I agree that all of these things are good, but they aren't, you know, Atlas, Athena, Iset. Like, they aren't that level of good.
Maybe not for you guys, but for me.
Right, yeah, you were right there learning from Jeff Hinla's ult placements, you know?
Yeah, I even taught myself a bit. Like,
wow. Well, you shouldn't have, because Jeff was the GOAT Ganesh Alter. No doubt about it.
I think he's also kind of Baron Artemis syndrome, where people just don't ult with that character.
Yeah.
Like, you can just throw it down and always get value. If you build him full offense, you one-shot backliners. If you build him full tank with cooldowns, their frontline can't play the game. But I'm fine with A. It's just wrong.
I was going to say, I'm voting A, but I'm letting you have the final call. And I am letting you have the final call. Is it S or A?
All right, we'll put him A. We'll put him A.
Okay, but it's wrong, to be clear.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Gab.
I want to say S again. Just
yeah.
Blink engage is really good. Shield's really good. You don't really need a brain to play this character either. He doesn't have the sickest engage. He's not going to be killing people. But the games where you need the shields on cooldown, he just does so much.
Do you think he's significantly better than, like, Bacchus, Kabrakan, Cerberus?
In my opinion, yes. But I'm also fine with putting him in A.
Yeah, because my initial thought is A. But I'm just not sure he's that much better than Bacchus, Kabrakan, Cerberus, who we all have an A. He would be A+, for sure.
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, if I'm loading into the game and I see that I have Geb, I'm instantly full dopamine going off. Like, yeah. I'm like, I'm winning this game.
Yeah. I am happy about
it. A's fine. A's fine. A's
okay,
fine.
We'll leave him an A. Gilgamesh.
A, I think. A or B.
Yeah, I think A. I think A.
I think...
Ultimate so good, Dropkick so good, 3 is really good.
He's not really, like, hard to play either. I think his skill floor and assault's really high.
Yeah.
You just need to press your buttons. Just like every other character, just press your buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't save him too long. Unless it's Cthulhu ult, save that one.
Yeah, just think about it.
Gwan.
A, I think. I think in the right hands he's S. Mm-hmm. I think some games where they, if they have a poke comp, and you can't ever step up, he's probably, like, C. Mm-hmm. Or if they have, like, insane damage. Like, if they have a Ganesh and you're Gwan, you're never going to play the game.
Yeah, you're depressed.
If you ult in, you get ulted. You're going to get 2'd every time you 3. You know, that Ganesh counter sounds pretty OP. Gwan's I'll put him B, I think. Let's put him B.
B? Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hachiman.
Maybe S, but I think A.
Yeah, I think he's got to be A. I don't think he's significantly better than Artemis.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Art than Hachi.
I don't think he's on the same caliber of S characters, but I think for a hunter, he's S tier, if that makes sense.
Sure, like, he's one of the best hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not S overall.
Yeah, you're not going to get Hachi and be like, I'm going to win this game. Like, you're going to get, like, Atlas or Agni and just have full control over the game.
Right.
But out of hunters, he's definitely, like, S, at least. But I think for overall assault, he's probably, like, A.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree with that. Hades.
Probably A or B, I think.
I was thinking A. I'm always, I mean, I'm a well-known Hades one trick, but I just, Blink Engage is there, Team Sustain is there, really no OP one, CC.
No one I know for a Hades heal. I know. It's so annoying.
It's so like, criminal. It's so criminal.
Everyone will just kill the wave before you even get a chance to heal yourself. And even if you're saying, like, group up, no one will heal. And you're...
No.
It's so annoying. A or B for Hades?
Yeah, I'm going A, if you're okay with that.
By me? Yep.
Hebo.
Probably C.
Yeah.
C or D, I think. Probably C, just because it's carpet and knockup.
Yeah, I think C.
But he's so easy to dive. A lot of people don't know how to play Hebo in Assault, so he just doesn't do much.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bruiser Hebo might have some value, but most games he's just bad.
Heimdall.
C, I think? For the average person, probably C.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking as well. Like, I think an underrated part of Heimdall's kit is how much ground the two slow covers. Mm-hmm. But it's just too easy to get in the wrong spot on that god for most players, I'd say.
Yep.
He hard. Hell.
S.
No discussion.
Easy.
Hera.
Probably semi-tank Hera, or if you have, like, a prophetic full auras on your team, probably A. Without that, probably B or C.
Where do I think Hera is? Yeah, I think I'd put her B. I think her poke is just really inconsistent.
A good Hera player is S, but I think the majority are B.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Hercules.
Probably B, I think. He's really countered by anti-heal. If people just buy that in Assault, he just doesn't do much. Also, he's one of the harder frontliners to play. He has a skill shot, which if he's like the only, if he's like one or two tanks, people are just going to be staring at you and they won't get pulled most of the time.
Yeah.
But I think other engages are just better. I think he's probably B, maybe C.
Yeah. I'm going to put him B. I think because he can solo win a game if you're really popping
off. You can turn while you throw a boulder now.
Yep. And that feels good. We love that if you're Herc. Horus.
S, in my opinion. But I feel like he's probably going to go A.
Yeah. I would have put him A. I wouldn't put him S.
He just has... the reason I want to put him S is he has the easiest engage in the world. And all you have to do is turn around three back to your team. Like, you get so much poke. And... if you're solo frontline Horus, obviously you're not going to have the greatest time, especially if they do a lot of damage to you, but you have the easiest in, you have the easiest out. If you just play him like half a brain, he's S, but I think most people are probably A.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Ho-Yi.
A or B, I think?
I think I'd put him A.
Yeah, his ult unironically gets a lot of value. The slow... if you have like... a little bit of CC in your front line that can lock them in the ult and you're just drilling them with auto attacks. He does a lot. So yeah, I put him A.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hunbats.
S, I think. I'm extremely happy when I get bats.
Yeah, I am too. And I think he's S for a set, like, kind of like you were saying for Hachi, like, among assassins, he's definitely one of the best. But is he, like... is he better than Baron and Fenrir and Ganesh, like these other characters that we've put into A?
Well, I put Ganesh S.
Yeah, you put Ganesh S. I don't know. I feel like he might... he'd be A plus in my mind, so he'd kind of go either way. But I'm leaning more towards A than S. I wouldn't put him in, like, the upper echelon of, like... nice, I got this character. I'm gonna win the game by myself.
Yeah, full offense Hunbats is just OP.
Like, yes, it's really good.
If you get a good blink engage, your ult just one-shots people for some reason, then you get to go bluestone on bats, and that's just insane.
Yep.
But
Monkey Toss is really good. No, you know what? You've talked me into it. He's S.
But you have to be good with bats. And bats is not a hard character. No. You just need a blink ult. And don't, like, try to full commit, but as long as you have, like, halfway decent ults, you will just win.
It's that his all-in is really good, and he's relevant in the poke phase. Like, that's what makes him S to me, is that it's hard for assassins to be relevant there, and he is. So I'm happy with that. All right, we're at H. I'm going to put it up on the screen here for the podcasters that are listening. Unlucky for you. I guess here, I'll give you a recap of our top and bottom tiers again. S tier is Agni, Opwash, Amuzen Cobb, Ares, Athena, Atlas. God, so many A's. Chalk, Kakullin, Discordia, Iset, Hell, Hunbats. And our D tier so far is Apollo, Awilix, Bakasura, Charybdis, and Kronos. And I'm just going to leave that up while I tell you all about prize picks. So, Barry, you can do God knows what behind this tier list while I'm doing this. What is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. They are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, including potentially formerly pro NBA players before they get banned from playing in the NBA for betting, you pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. But again, if you're an NBA player, you shouldn't do this. It's a bad idea for you. I don't know. I didn't think that needed to be said, but apparently it did. For you, Barra, and for everyone else, I'm making a lot of jokes about there was an NBA player who was doing sports betting on their own games and that kind of stuff and just got a lifetime ban from the NBA. So insane.
Oh, that's cool.
Literally made, like, millions of dollars in the NBA, lost their job for $21,000 in profit.
That's worth it.
What a great decision. They should have gone less than on the amount of bets that they should place, is really what I'm trying to say. And more than on, like, being better. Look, it's going to be a really sick time because the playoffs are starting for basketball and hockey. Unfortunately, my Penguins did not make it, and my Hawks are playing right now against the Bulls, I do believe. So I would be betting on the Penguins if they had made it, but instead I'm going to have to ride with my Hawks. That's all they got to do. And it's really easy with Prize Picks. Again, it's just more than or less than. It's so easy, and you don't have to worry about all those complicated things. It's also the best way to get in on the action in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Want to play alongside of some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill and Sugar Sean O'Malley? You can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. They even offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Like for basketball games, for example, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live, which is really, really dope. So, I think that's a really cool thing about it. If you're interested, and I think you should be, then download the app today and use code Backliners for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, just using code Backliners for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. More than zero voice cracks in that ad read. You would have paid out. you would have paid out. Okay. Ishtar. Wait, Barra, here's what I'm thinking. Okay?
Hello.
We're almost an hour in, but we've made really good progress, actually. I'm kind of proud of how quickly we've been going. And I think if we just really rapid fire from here, we can finish the whole thing in a reasonable amount of time and then just have Max roast it for us next week.
Wait, finish the entire all gods?
Yeah, we have less than half remaining, I think. I don't know if that math is correct.
I don't know. A and C took so long, so I'm lost on where we actually are.
We're on I. And it doesn't look very daunting on the screen. Like, oh, here, okay. I'll toss it back up on the stream and you can see it. Like, this is all we've got left. We're just going to have to rapid fire most of
these. Yeah, rapid fire. Let's go. Yeah.
Okay, Ishtar.
B.
B.
C, actually.
C it is. Ishel.
B.
Okay, a little offended, not really. Izanami.
D.
Yeah, D, agreed. Giannis.
D.
D, unless you're proxying your own team and getting yourself between their towers, and then he's S. Jingwei.
D.
Yorm.
B or A?
I'm gonna go B. No, I'm gonna go A.
No, A.
Yep,
yeah.
I'm with
A.
You. Kali.
D.
Kepri.
A.
Ooh, almost had him an S. King Arthur.
C.
Yeah, I was thinking even D potentially. Cuckoo.
Oh, I was like, we already did Kukulk. A. Also, yeah. A because you get so much farm yourself. No one, like, if you step up in NATO, you get so much farm.
Yep. And you should be stepping up in NATO in, because if you aren't, what are you doing? Kumba.
B.
I'm with you on that. Kuzumbo.
B.
Lancelot.
C.
Loki.
A, B, 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 B.
I was going to say, I was thinking B at best. Maman Brigitte. What was that noise?
It hit me. What was that?
I thought, my first thought was that an animal, and then I was like, I shouldn't ask because that might have been a fart. Like, there's a world where that could have been a fart, and I didn't want to call you out for it.
Harry was just to my left. What call was it?
Maman Brigitte.
D.
Unlucky. She needs buffs. Marty.
S.
Yeah, I agree.
Actual S God.
Yep. Actual S. Actual factual S. Oh, I zoomed in too much and I can't, like, drag all the way there anymore. Oh my god, how much did I zoom in? There we go. Maui.
B. A. A.
Yeah, I think the ult probably.
I think a lot of people don't like playing him in Assault, but his ult is so good.
Yeah, it's really good. Medusa.
S, I think, honestly.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mercury.
D.
Fun fact, my very first pentakill in all of Smite was with Mercury in Assault.
He used to be so good in Assault, bro. He used to, like, absolutely slam.
What changed?
People got better, and aura items are just...
Yeah, aura items are...
Spectral just poops on him.
Yeah. Merlin.
A.
Morgan Le Fay.
B.
I was thinking maybe A. I was she'd be B plus, but I'm happy with B.
Yeah.
Mulan.
A.
Yeah,
A.
I'm down with that. Naja.
A. A strong A.
A plus if we had it, but we don't. Nope. Neith.
B.
Nemesis.
B.
Nike.
C?
Yeah, I'm happy with C.
Nike A.
Nox.
S.
Gotta be. Nua.
B.
Odin.
Mercy. Odin A.
Olerun.
C.
Yeah, kind of crazy even with his ult. I feel like his ult would put him higher.
A lot of people are just bad with Olo, so I put him lower. I personally like playing him a lot, but he just... A lot of people can't play.
Yeah. I can't talk you into B?
You can. I won't be mad.
I just feel like the ult is so good. Like, you don't have to do it perfectly every time. It's just going to get some amount of value almost every fight. I think I got to put him B.
Yeah, that's fine.
Osiris.
A or B? A.
A for me, because he's one of the gods I find the most fun in Assault. I love him. Pele.
A. Strong A.
Persephone.
I don't know. I would B or C.
Okay. I'm fine with... Let's go B. I think her poke is hard to deal with sometimes.
Sure.
Poseidon.
A.
Ra.
A.
Yeah, I think A is probably right. Raijin.
A or B. He just gets... The games he's good, he's really good, but the games he just gets dove, you just die.
Yeah, I think A. I think I just value the poke part of the assault match a lot, and he's pretty good
there. Yeah. He's just sometimes really hard to poke. Like, if you step in engage range, you just die.
Yeah.
If you have a strong front line, you can step up, but sometimes you can't.
Yeah, okay, I'm fine with B. I'm fine with B. Rom.
C.
Rat.
C. C.
Were you? Did you want to change your ROM placement?
Yeah, I was thinking D, maybe.
No, he's better than Apollo by a noticeable amount.
Yeah, but some games, if they just build a lot of FizzD, you're just auto-attacks.
Yeah, I still would rather have him over Apollo, Charybdis, Kronos, Iza, Jingwei as, like, the hunters in that category.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm keeping
him
C.
Robin. B, I think.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Scylla.
B or C, I think.
Yeah,
it just depends on the player for Scylla,
B.
I think.
I think B, yeah. Sirkette.
A, I think.
Really, that high? Yeah, Tank Sirkette.
Yeah.
Is pretty good.
She's really hard to kill. Obviously, like, solo frontline, unwinnable as Sirkette. But if you're a half-decent Sirkette player, you get so much mobility and so much value out of, like, distracting their backline while your frontline, or while your backline kills their frontline.
Yeah, here's the thing. If Max is going to come in and roast this, and we have Sirkette in A, he's going to roast us for this. You know that, right?
Okay, fine, fine. C. Yeah, the average player, C.
Set.
C or D?
D. Has to be D.
Yeah.
When I was real, this is gonna take no time at all, I swear. When I was looking at designing the non-conquest balance system, I was looking at Outliers. Set before non-conquest balance was a thing. Set in Assault was literally like a 31% win rate. 31%. It was like that low. It was astronomically bad.
That's funny, because I like playing Set and Assault, and I think it's actually, like, kind of easy, but I know, like, the average player is just lost on that character for some reason.
Yep, they really are. Shiva.
A, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Good utility.
I think if you go Prophetic, you just start stacking so easily. Obviously, you do lose to, like, walls and a bit of CC, but, yeah.
A. Yeah. Scotty.
C, I think.
Okay. Sobek.
A.
Gotta be at least A.
There might be. I wanna put him S.
Yeah, I kinda wanna put him S.
I just don't think he's as good as the other frontliners in S.
Yeah.
Like, those are, like, true S characters.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Sol.
A or B?
I think she's definitely at least A. She just... And she can just end games so much faster than most characters can. Like, she just tower pushes so well. Wukong.
B.
Surtur.
B.
Susanoo.
D. I think the higher levels of Assault, he's really good. Everyone else is probably D.
Yeah. Sylvanas.
A.
Terra.
Could be S. I love Terra. I think average, probably A.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. No,
A.
I'd say A. I'd say A.
Okay.
Thera.
C. That one's hard.
That one is hard. Mori. The Morrigan.
C.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Or D, maybe, for the average player.
Thor.
Good players S, average probably B.
Then let's meet in the middle and say A.
Sure.
I think he's pretty good. Thoth.
What are you yelling at, Luna? S.
Gotta be S. Tiamat.
A.
Tsukiyomi.
B. Or A. That one's also hard.
That
He
one
has
is
Seth
hard.
syndrome for me.
I'm gonna go B on this one. Tier.
S.
Really? S. He is really
His
good.
ult is so insane.
Yeah, no, I'm actually with
He
you.
has one of the
We
best
are gonna
abilities
get
in the
roasted
game.
for that, by the way. I can tell you that right
Okay,
now.
for the average player, probably B, but for anyone with a brain, S.
Yep, I'm
That
leaving
sounds
it
like
at
I'm
S.
roasting everyone,
I
but
think he's
yeah.
good. Uller.
D.
Really?
Yeah, single target hunter is so bad.
Yeah, I just think when they're under their tower and I'm Bluestone Uller and dropping threes on their head top, I'm
You're gonna
having
be under your tower.
so much fun. I'm
You're gonna be
having
under your
so
tower
much fun.
hitting a guy with sovereignty, and you're gonna be like, wow,
Yeah.
this is useless.
Vamana.
A, B? I don't know. That one's hard. That one's all, yeah, I don't know.
I think he's A.
Rapid fire is hard.
Yeah, it is hard. Vulcan.
S.
Yep. Xiblanque.
Probably S also, but probably A. Probably A.
Yeah, I think A. Xingqian.
Probably A.
Yeah,
A plus.
A plus. Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yemoja.
S.
S.
Easy.
Ymir.
B.
Yuhuang.
B, B.
Zeus, S.
S, yeah.
Zhonghui.
A? That one's hard.
That one is
I don't know.
hard.
B?
I think B, probably. Yeah, I think B. Okay, we did it. We got through all of them, except for Newt, again, who was not on the list. But Bear and I don't have a big enough sample size anyways, so, get over it.
Not sure how accurate the last half of that list is, but I did my best.
I think it's
Thank
good.
you.
I think it's good. Here it is. Here's the thing that I'm noticing, Barry, immediately, is that I think our tiers are pretty nicely sized.
Oh, good.
D and S have the least, two least amount of gods, which I think is a good sign. C is pretty close to like S and D, mostly S, but A is the most populated tier. And then B is the second most populated tier. So I think that's an indicator that we probably did at least an okay job.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, we're gonna have Max on next week, hopefully. I'm gonna send this to him, give him some time to cook it, to cook us. I will also post it on Twitter, so that everyone can cook us there, of course. But there you go, your definitive Backliners podcast assault tier list. If you disagreed, write a comment for each individual disagreement so that our engagement goes way up. Thank you. All right, it's time for the random question of the week, of course, from our community Discord, patreon.com/backliners, place to go if you want to go there. Seafog asks, what is your favorite game mode? Any game, any genre. Just favorite game mode.
I assume that's like currently.
No, I think it's all time.
All time.
That's what I'm thinking of, at
Well,
least.
Halo 2 Capture the Flag.
Ooh, that's a really good one. I instantly thought of, like, have you ever had more fun than when Griffball first got introduced?
Oh yeah, that was so fun, dude.
That was just peak gameplay.
I never got into like zombies too much, but I played a lot of Griff Ball.
Yeah, Griffball was so good. Zombies was great. Yeah, Modern Warfare 2, Search and Destroy definitely came to mind. I could still tell you like all of my team's routes that we did, like what everyone did on every map in Modern Warfare 2 S&D.
I could probably go back and find like nade spots on those maps.
Yep. Oh, I could find spawn tubes on those probably still. Like, God, that was so fun. Another thing that immediately came to mind was Mario Superstar Baseball. On the
Oh.
GameCube, just drafts. Those were the best. NFL Street 2, my friends and I would play a game mode where we would have all offensive linemen only. That was a really fun game mode. And then also we would play a variation of NFL Street 2 where we would only draft slow quarterbacks except for whoever played quarterback, and that had to be an offensive lineman. that was a really great way to play that game. Those are the things that come to mind for me for my favorite game modes. Of any game in any genre. That's my answer. Damn, I want to play those games like
right
immediately, just right now. That sounds like so much fun. Okay, that'll do it for this week. Unless you had any more answers, Bear, I didn't mean to cut you off. If you did.
Oh no, I was saying that was a really good question.
Yeah, that was a really good question.
Nice dopamine trip.
Yep, nice little nostalgia. Nice little nostalgia trip. We'll be back next week with Max. Thanks so much for watching/listening again. Shout out to Prize Picks for sponsoring this week's episode, and we'll be back next week. Until then, Bear, you know what to do.
Bye.
Clean.
Oh, finally a good one.
That was your best in a while, if I dare say.
Yeah, that was really good. I was a little nervous because you know they've been so lackluster lately, but that one
you're just
solid.
A clutch I'm player, happy. Man. We just had to get really, you in yeah. your Q zone. We just started to talk assault. You felt comfortable, and you delivered.
Talk about Halo 2 CTF a little bit.
Yep. Oh, what an F. What an F.
We're back.
We are so back.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.